Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome, everyone, to what is now known as the greatest show on earth. Friday. Anyway, just doing that for Rick's enjoyment. This is Freedom for All. Where'd I get that? Freedom for All, that's another radio show. This is With All Dude Respect. I know what it is. With All Dude Respect, Jim Ellis here on the West Coast. We got Rick Wright on the East Coast. We'll be a couple of dudes for the next 30 minutes. How you doing there, Rick?
I'm doing very well. And, very well, but like a little bit more business stressed as of late. I guess we can get into that in a little bit. How you doing, man?
Oh, man. What did I write? I just wrote something recently. Oh, yeah, just heavy heart. And no, it's not about the dolphins getting cremated yesterday.
Spanked.
Which they were. Heavy heart, ready to burst open. Bloom, this is the agony before the rebirth. Breathing through it all, that's what I wrote just now on Facebook, because times are really tough, really challenging. I have a big event tomorrow, which is, I think it's just part of the process. You know, when you have a big event that you're putting on and it's got a really high purpose, well, you kind of get dragged through any darkness before you get to the light, if you've got any such stuff going on within.
Yep.
So I think I'm just getting ready for a rebirth. So it's been kind of tough, you know?
Okay.
But
you excited, you know, you're nervous, a little bit of both?
It's a little bit of both. And I got identified the like excitement is like, well, I know, you know, even though I'm leading it, there's a bigger, higher purpose that's in charge, you know, a higher power that's in charge. Charge, so I can like let go, and then just be excited about doing what I'm able to do at an event like this. But then the nervousness has to do with certain thoughts in my head, like, you know, and I can identify the thoughts too because they're right there in my head; they're not too far away. Has to do with, you know, do I have enough time? Like the site has a certain amount of time that I'm available to be inside this site. Like, well, I don't want to cut it short if someone's going through a process. So it's a little like, I guess, like out of control kind of thoughts that, you know.
What do you have? Do you have like a hard start and hard stop or something for the venue?
Yeah. Like if I do it at my house, I've done this kind of work. And what we're talking about is this event I'm doing. It's called A Deeper Breath, and it's a breath work seminar workshop for 3.5 hours. And it's tomorrow, and it goes 1:30 to 5. And the lady who's in charge of who owns the site, which is a dance studio, with big empty dance studio, she said, "I have a dance class at 5. So that means you can't be one of those lingering, all right, we're all complete now, and let's all just stay connected. It's like, all right. Get up and get out by 5. There's a dance class coming in, which is not the, you know, perfect scenario, but
can you grab a couple minutes here and there and end it at 4:45 so that people get to like decompress, you know, debrief, you know, talk to each other, because that's sort of like part of it, you know, like, you know, hey, that was great, you know, that was cool, like, you know, what'd you get out of it, Are you going to, you know, can you do that?
That's a good idea. Like, not even plan to end at 5. Plan to end at 4:45. The other thing is there's two different worlds at play. One is a very structured, black and white, you know, time and space, right? However, there's also this timeless place that we're entering. That's what's so tricky about this. You got to hold this container of a space that is timeless. Oh, okay, that sounds easy. The timeless place is what, like, spirit's in charge of, and, like, you know, like, spirit doesn't even know time and space in that kind of healing work. It can get kind of very open, you know, and you just don't think in terms of, all right, very militant, all right, you know, it's, we're ending at 0800 or whatever. So, but that's a great idea. Plan to end early.
Yeah, like, you know, like we, like it frustrates me when we do our, you know, our men's, you know, when we do our men's work, you know, in our teams for Mentor, Discover, Inspire, you know, it frustrates me when men, like we are so stringent on like who's, when we start, like start time is this. If you're not there, if you're not on a start time on my team, you have to pay $20. And if it's,
wow,
and then,
really?
But if it's a legit thing, yeah, if it's a legit thing, then you have to, you know, you have to, I bring it to the team during team business and we give you a thumbs up or thumbs down. Thumbs down, you pay 20. Thumbs up,
wow,
you're clear. So, you know, but, you know, like men will start, you know, talking and getting into shit. And it's like, you know, it's 9:59 and we have guests take us home and cheer out. And it frustrates me. It's like, you know, if we're going to hold time, you got to hold time. It's everything, everything, everything.
Right.
So, you know, so, you know, so again, like we live in that atmosphere. It'd be great, you know, if you, again, just adjust the time frame a little bit, you know, and give yourself a little space at the end. You have enough, it sounds, and I'm not, I don't know what your agenda is, but it sounds over that span of time from 1:30 to 5, you should be able to pick up a couple minutes here and there.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it's just,
you know,
yeah, it's like starting it. We'll be starting the breathing, the actual breath work at X. Like, I'm just going to say, you know, what time we're going to start. So anything before that, that's when I'm going to have to say, or, you know, cut certain things out if it's certain things are going long. You know, and I'm sure you've been part of a situation where a man, let's say in the circle, starts a story. And you got to weigh,
yep,
this. It's like, is this deep work? Like, he's really going somewhere? Or is he just talking? So it's like, you got to really, and there is no measurable, that's not measurable. You know, time is measurable, money is measurable. But, like, is a man going deep? Or is he just rambling? That is not measurable. That's from the gut, you know. And so
I'm the bloodhound for that. Like I my word in this circle is crisp and succinct. Get to the point. If a man's in story, in our circle, in my circle, for my teams especially, we just say, hey man, story. Just cut to the chase. What's up? Like we don't let him get into that story. So do you men on the West Coast? Do you let your men sort of like? Where you sort of like give him a chance, like sort of like, where's it going? You know, you're sitting there, the guy's trying to show you, like, all right, let me be a, like this, you know, open sage and hear what he's saying and listen really well. And it's like 5 minutes into it, you just want to fucking wring his neck and be like, dude, get to the fucking point. What are you, you know, what are you saying? Is that what happens, or are you more pretty crisp over there?
Maybe we're not. I can't compare because I haven't stood in that circle where you are. But I would imagine we're a little less crisp. However, those, because the intention's so high and things are timed a lot of times, that it doesn't last. Like, I can think of one man who used to tell lots of stories, and he didn't last, you know, because it's really meaningless. Yeah. I mean, it's not just the story, it's the meaninglessness of it. And that's the not the measurable aspect, like meaning. And I've actually been in one circle where I go, oh, man. I was a point man at the time. I'm like, oh, man, this guy just rambled on so long. And then after he was done, the men were like, wow, thanks for that. That was so incredible. I'm like, oh, am I off?
Yeah,
they?
Yeah, you know why? Because they're fucking storytellers too, and they love being in the story. That's a whole – there's a whole thing. I read a book on, you know, getting deep into the story and creating the juiciness of it and the drama. It's bullshit, you know, and other men love it. That, you know, they again, I've had the same thing, and I thought to myself, I'm like, am I being a fucking asshole here? Like, what's going on? Because, like, I really like to hold the agenda. Then you get some men that the agenda is just the roadmap for the meeting. Throw that piece of paper in the fire. We don't need to follow. We just need to get the results. Throw it in the fire. If I'm going to go through the trouble of creating a meeting, going through all the – creating the agenda – making sure everybody's inspected, and then put the meeting on, and you're just going to nix the meeting because, you know, because there might be a wallflower or a drama queen in the circle that needs the team's affection. It's a men's circle.
Yeah.
You know. So
the benchmark that I use for myself is is this thing alive right now? Is this where the life is in the circle? Like, because if somebody is using a story or talking or anything else as a distraction from really getting to the depth or getting to what's going on, if they're using it as a distraction, that happens. That's that's a possibility. You got to catch that, but it's not done by what the words are. It's done by the gut. You know, the gut's got to go, wait a minute. Is this pertinent? Is this? Are you just talking just to talk? Or, you know, where are you going with this? So it's really about the gut and the heart. And, like, so the benchmark for me is this where the life is, you know? We were doing one ceremony, or we were trying to do this one exercise. It wasn't going anywhere. And our team leader was getting pissed off, like extra pissy. So the life doesn't need to be positive or negative. It's just where the energy is. The life was, hey, let's check in on the team leader. He's pissed off about something. It's probably not the surface thing, which is this exercise. So the more we tried to do the exercise, the deader the circle was. It just felt dead. But then as soon as we turned it to the team leader who was pissed off, boom, explosion and the life, you know.
I had a friend of mine did a workshop, and it was called Connections Through Stories. Can you imagine being in that workshop? Connections Through Stories. It's like, holy shit. No, it's funny, too, because you're like, you're an author. You know, you're a published author. It's like, you know, on some level, you need to be able to you know, twist a good story up and create some, you know, visualization and some, like, some cool stuff, you know, but it also seems like you know how and when to be crisp and succinct and to the point. Like you said, I love that heart and gut. You know, what I like to add to that? Hard gut and balls.
Heart, you know? Well, yeah, right down the line, right there.
Yeah.
That's important. And that's what they do in, you're talking about writing. Like if you see a script, a movie script, if you're looking the actual words on a script, very few words, very few to say one thing. You know, you're not going to see a big monologue on a movie unless it's a Shakespearean thing, you know, as though it gets very tiring. The magic's in the relationship and the interaction. So, right on. So, I'm just going to breathe through and be as ready as possible for tomorrow and then just be surrendered, you know.
Yeah.
As it comes. And so,
do you have an agenda, or is it just like a lot of like a lot of just instruction on how to breathe? Do you like to do an intro? Put me in the class and just give me a little rundown of what I can expect of being in a breathwork class with my boy Jimmy Ellis.
All right. So so you're in the room, and so I welcome everyone, and I actually do an opening prayer. Non-denominational, you know, just full intention of what this day is about and what's possible and what's, you know, bringing in the higher powers that be. Then I deliver some context around, actually a lot of the context this time is going to be around the masks that we wear, the facades that we put out there, not to make them right or wrong, but to say that day is going to be dedicated to be able to identify that there are masks and then get to our higher selves. Like, what's our truest self? That's what the day is dedicated to, our truest self. You know, it's, and there's certain, you know, ways to identify, and maybe I'll have them throw out a few words about identifying what that is. We go around the circle, and, you know, there's a little trust exercise involved in the opening where they're going to share. And the trust is how far they want to share. And there's, again, no right or wrong. It's just like however far you want to go. And then, I'm going to do a guided actually, I'm going to have them this is a cool – have you ever done this? You might have done this. You know, pick a partner. There's a dyad here. And just share with the other person, you know, the masks that I wear. The masks that I wear are – and just be very free with it, right? Just let it flow out. It doesn't – and this, again, we need to wear masks different times. It's important because you can't just – I don't know. You know, if you're in public, you know, of course you got to just wear a certain mask. So identify what the masks are, and then the exercise is the other person's going to ask, who are you? Like, who are you? and then the person's going to answer, you know, I'm Jim.
Yeah.
And then they're going to ask again, who are you below this? Oh, I'm a man. And then they're going to keep asking, who are you below this? And it's, you know, after 2 minutes, man, you're, I've done it where I've actually done it for like an hour where it's just, oh my God, your mind goes so many places.
Well, you're just peeling it down. Is that what you're doing? Like you're peeling
the mask off
or you, okay.
And it could be anything. I mean, I am, you know, a writer. I've all these identities. And what I'm doing is I'm just kind of working with the people, the participants, and just identifying that, you know what? Just like Shakespeare said, you know, the world's a stage and we're merely players. I mean, we just take on these roles. You know, we have a higher self that, like, kind of like the soul level. It's just kind of observing and learning and growing. But we take on all these personalities. I mean, even in one day, you might take on three different personalities depending on where you're walking, who you're talking to. So I just want to, like, kind of loosen everyone up, you know, and just kind of be okay with, oh, yeah, I have a mask and I have another part of me as well. And then I'm going to guide them into meditation that actually has them walk through a hallway, a visualization where they walk through a hallway of their house that they were raised in, and there's pictures on each side of the hall. And they're going to see these different pictures of their life. And it's going to count them down to, like, you know, when they're a child, and then a picture of when they're an infant. And then this, at the end of the hallway, there's going to be this door that they're going to walk through. And this is, like, you know, before you were even born. And it's going to say higher self on top of the door. They're going to open the door. The light is just going to be bursting through on the other side of the door. And then they're going to meet this figure that approaches them. What does that figure have to tell you? What message of hope? This is all in guided, you know, so their eyes are closed and they're going to be receiving this with music playing in the background. So they're going to get some message from their higher self right there. It's just going to happen, you know?
Cool.
And when you bring the light in, it's going to, you know, obviously be pretty cool. And that's all just pre-work before we do the breath work. And then I'll explain the breath. They'll actually do the breath work for about an hour and 10 minutes. And by the end of it, holy moly, 3.5 hours later, they could be totally illumined and free and all that good stuff and hopefully take it with them. There's the plan. Thanks for letting me share the whole thing. I actually need to review it.
No, it's good, man. If you wanted, you know, that's my hope is that you review it today, get, you know, if you have any blind spots. Let me ask you this one thing, because, you know, like the technology we use, is there any, like, you're building trust. Is there anything that you do in the beginning that sort of alludes to, like, a confidentiality or a confidential space?
Yes. I mentioned confidentiality. One of the first phrases I say is, this is a safe place. This is a safe place where you can feel whatever you need to feel, you know, because that's the first message I got when I first did breath work in the early 90s. First message the facilitator gave was, it's safe for you to feel your feelings. And that was like the newest, that was like, wow, really? I never even had that concept. I thought it was totally unsafe. So to have a space where you can just be who you are and feel what you feel. Sometimes people start crying right then. I've had that happen. Circle up. Hey, it's safe. You know, whatever you need to feel is okay. And whoever you are right now is perfect. They just needed a little permission, you know. It's amazing. But yeah, confidentiality, sure. So, you had mentioned you were going to check it out. Did you go to do an actual session, a breathwork session?
I did not. You know, it still interests me. I just fell off my radar.
Yeah.
It's my hope. At some point, like they use the technology in MDI, some of these LDs. I know you men are using it on the West Coast. LDs, for people that don't know, is the Legacy Discovery Weekend. It's a men's weekend for men, and it's pretty cool. And we do, you know, it's a whole weekend, and there's some different technology in some of those weekends that happen all over the country and in Canada. They do breath work. I know they did it in the Southeast. I'm not sure if it's in the Northeast or the what is it called, Mid-Atlantic or the New England region. But you know, it would be, you know, again, I love all that stuff. I'd love to really, you know, check that stuff out. You told me, you said you can Skype in. Because I was thinking,
oh, yeah,
like, if you can just give, let me ask you this. What if, like, you know, I'm not being funny here, but if I was blind, you know, would I still need to be physically in that room?
If you were, wait, are you saying if you were?
Like if I only had, if I was only able to hear.
Oh.
Because if I was blind, like I couldn't go and sit in the room and see what's going on. But if I was listening, like I have my earbuds in and you're like, okay, sit on a mat and you're saying the whole thing, but I'm just 3,000 miles away. Like you said, it sort of needs to be in, like you told me one time, it's, you have to sort of be in the room. I'm still trying to think of a way, you know, because I like to always come up with solutions on how to not physically be in a room, you know. And for you, and I thought about this for you because you're a great, you know, communicator with this stuff. Like, how cool would it be if, like, you can do it, like, from your house with 5,000 people that signed up for, you know, maybe 50,000 people that signed up for $10 a head, you know, but were able to do it in the comfort of their, you know, of their, you know, peaceful place in their house. So I'm just curious, yeah, again, why you can't do it, like, remotely.
I think there would be definitely a process that would happen, that would take place. One of the that really works in person is because what's happening for the participant is that they're letting go. They're letting go,
okay,
of the physical world. They're saying, you know what, I'm going to take this hour and I'm just going to have somebody else be in charge of the time and space. Because that's where the magic is, when you can let go into this timeless, spaceless place. But how do you do that if you're alone in a house? Because your subconscious mind's going to say, wait a minute, if the candle catches fire, you know, I'm in charge. Like, I have to be in charge if I'm in the space alone. However, if somebody's holding the space, now I can just let it go and just kind of fall inside. So there definitely would be a process that would take place. Like, if I'm guiding, you know, from a distance, but it's no replacement for actually being there. And sometimes there's even some touch, you know, like, being present, holding, you know, putting my hand on someone's shoulder and giving them reassurance.
Okay.
But we'll find that solution. Because I like your numbers, 50,000 people at shit, any number.
No, just, you know, because it's that, you know, just think about it. You know, if you do really big, huge marketing campaign, this thing catches on, it's like breathwork, it's the fucking greatest thing, everybody word of mouth, blah, blah, blah. And literally you can figure out how to do that. Then, you know, again, you're monitoring, you know, you want to get the word out and have a higher purpose attached to this. And if there's a monetary reward on it for your efforts and getting this out there, of course, you know, I would take those. So, you know, just something to think about, you know?
Yeah.
I know they do Reiki, like, over the phone, like long distance Reiki. I've never had a session. I've never seen it, you know, but I'm going to assume that, you know, and I don't know how effective it is, but I know that they do it.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, it's interesting. You've had that kind of session? Oh, I mean,
I have
Reiki
not.
Session.
I've never had Reiki. Actually, you know what? I'm sorry. You know Frank Trattini, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Frankie did a Reiki session on me. Because he's a certified Reiki. I don't know if he's a certified Reiki master or certified Reiki. I know he doesn't use it that much.
Reiki mister. yeah. So what about this idea of this work that I'm even talking about, because it has to do with, like, higher selves and the true identity, which is pretty ethereal. Even when we talk about soul, is that kind of work that you look at or you do? I mean, even with your meditation, I guess, because that's part of it too, right? Kind of soul work in a way, or no?
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny because, you know, I do Calm. I do, like, the Calm app. So it's like whatever Tamara Levitt comes up with. And I think a lot of it has to do with mindfulness and meditation, but it's not like a real pure form of it. It's just like really focusing on the breath. Like today they did this. It was a great one. It was actually really good. It was called Anatta or something like that. I don't want to switch over because then I'll probably end up cutting us off. But it was just this really cool thing about how she, like, you can do a body scan, like, you know, body scan with meditation, right?
Right.
This was like another layer of it. It was sort of like, okay, you know, like, feel your skin, right? It was like, it wasn't like, okay, feel your ankle and relax and breathe into it. It was like, feel, you know, get present to your skin. And then really breathe into the skin and, like, feel it getting, like, releasing and getting calm. I was like, wow, this is cool. You know, and then it's like, okay, now, you know, feel your muscles. And I was like, wow, because, like, my whole body, like, instead of just focusing on, like, my wrist or my ankle, like, she's talking about my whole body. And I was just like, I got really deep. It was really cool. And then she's like, you know, then feel your bones. And I was like melting. I just felt myself melting. It was so fucking cool. And then I was like, you know, and then I don't know, probably fucking nodded off a second. but it was just really cool. Then I get up for the end and, you know, she talks about, you know, and she ties it all in. And it was good.
Do you say calming exercises? Do you say calming?
I use a thing called the Calm app.
Calm app.
Yeah, right, it's an app called Calm.
It sounded like
they have a daily Calm.
It sounds like you're saying the day, like the cum, like cum app, like coming. I'm like, wow, like that's a pretty cool app. Let me look that up. The Calm app. Oh, you're saying Calm.
Yeah.
All right.
No, it's not. Yeah, it's not like, oh, your muscles relax. Now put your hand in your pants. No,
boy, I feel relaxed.
How cool would that be? We just created a new app, a cum app.
App.
You know, you talk to somebody now. Now take your pants and put them around your ankles. go grab your lube of choice. Today, is it going to be straight up right hand or reverse lefty between the legs?
Oh my God. There you go, man. Finally, something that was.
Here we go.
Yeah,
all higher purpose. Yeah, breathing stuff, meditation, and right to the cum app. That's how we're going to end the show, right?
I already exist now that we just talked about it. Somebody would grab it, literally. So, yeah. And what about this question? I'll just throw this out there just because it's in the air and I brought it up once before. Does the soul have a gender? You know, we're a couple of dudes. You know, we talk about men's work.
Yep.
Does the soul, at the deepest level of your self, is it male? Or do you even, what do you think?
That's a great question. I believe, here's just a quick off-the-cuff answer, so make it real crisp. I think after we leave our human form, that our energy, probably, again, I don't fucking know, this is my hypothesis on this, has no gender. It's just energy. So, you know, you're not eating, you're not shitting, you're not, you know, reproducing, you're not
coming,
peeing, you're not, you know, coming, you know, you're not doing it, coming, yeah. You know, you're being, you're just energy, you know, you're just there. So that's my thought. What do you think? Everybody's got a cop, right?
I get confused because you hear about, you know, and I believe in the afterlife, so, you know, like, you know, parents and or friends or like a sister might be in the afterlife. Oh yeah, she's in the afterlife, and it's she, you know, there's a female on the afterlife, but then if you're reborn, then it could be a new gender, and then after that life, you stay that gender. So I don't really know. I do believe that, because I've had experiences where, you know, you contact with the other side, and they definitely have a gender because they had one here. So I don't know, but I think the deepest identity is a unity, which with all, with God, with love, and yeah, there's no real gender there. It kind of goes beyond it, but you know, we all got to play the roles we're given different times. I know that too. So, and here we are at time 30 seconds.
Yep, fastest 30 minutes.
Anything to
okay.
share as we're leaving besides for people to look us up on Facebook, With All Dude Respect. That's how you can get a hold of us. Anything else to report?
Have a great event tomorrow, and happy early birthday next Friday. I'll be doing the show solo, so you'll be celebrating. So happy early birthday, my brother.
Thank you for that, and then we'll celebrate you a little bit after that. All right. So thanks all for checking us out. Check us out next Friday. It's always Friday, 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 4 p.m. Eastern. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye-bye.